Madabra boys, I lessons from the late Parshas Matos Maase. The 3 weeks we end Sefer Bamidbar, and there are a lot of different questions one can ask on this parsha. We start, of course, dedicating this year Zecha Nishmas, my beloved grandfather Yaakov Koppel ben Menachem Mendel, a Kohen. Tomorrow evening, he was. A very important part of my life, and part of the reason I feel like I'm here in Eretz Yisrael is his very Zionistic ways. In the Agumander Journal, during Hakamas Hamadina, my grandfather would often, if not every week, write a letter to the editor, fighting against those that were against Medinas Yisrael. And I had a very special relationship with him. Mitzvah Hashem should be a Melech Yosher for us. Rav Sinai Adler was with there on Shabbos. He was a great leader in the Zionist movement, Jewish Rabbi Ashdod, the founder of Keren Biavna with Rav Goldlich, one of the first rabbeim there. Meretz Kolel was a rabbi there. His neshama also have an aliyah. During the 3 weeks, we should recognize the special time that we're in. And we know that the famous term that's often used, I'm sure I'll relate this even tomorrow, on Lessons from the Lev, that the Ben HaMetzarim, it's called, Koy Seguya, everybody who goes out and tries to find Hashem, it's a time where we go out and we concentrate really on the relationship with Hashem, what it means to not have a Beis HaMikdash. And this time of Ben HaMetzarim is actually very much connected. Our Rav Waxman says, is actually connected to Ella. It's a time that we first mourn for Beis Mikdashenu and then recognize what that means to come, as he says, Svarim HaKadoshim right, called Rod Feha, Hisigua Ben HaMitzarim. What is Rod Feha? Rod Fe Hashem. We should be going after Hashem, and oftentimes we think that this is a difficult time, it is, and a negative time, but it's not negative. It's a time for us to work on understanding what we're missing and to truly appreciate the Beis HaMikdash. He tells this great story that if one was to go to the king's palace and he had a few minutes with the king and he says, "You have such a gorgeous palace, it's so beautiful here. I asked you, Rabbanu, to the king, come to my home." The guy has a nice home. He says, "Come to my home and have a meal with me." King would think that that's a chutzpah. I need to leave my palace. What are you arguing that you have the audacity to think that your home is better than my palace? But if the king was on a journey and he was going town to town and he came to the town, you came to him and said, "Listen, I have a beautiful house. Come eat with me. I have a royal setting for you, for the king." The king might join. That's what we're doing. The king has been banished from his house, so to speak, of course, of his own fruition. And we invite him into our homes. The question is, what do our homes look like? And we've often said that during the times of Corona, our homes look quite different, and hopefully in a positive way. It might be the place that we spend most of our day. Are there svarim that are strewn for the king to see? And this mashal, imagine the king comes to the table and he sees that all the books on the table are books about the king, to learn more about the king. That's what this time is. Do we seek to return to the palace? In our parsha, we learn that at the end of Moshe's life, Moshe is osek in a very interesting last mitzvah. We'll learn in Parsha's Devarim, the famous term when the Torah is lifted, v'zois ha-Torah, we point to the Torah, it's talking about the Ari Miklat. Az yadvil Moshe shlosh arim. At shlosh arim, the parsha tells us in Parsha's Maase, the end of the Sefer Bamidbar, that Me'ever Yardim is going to be Shlosh Arim. There's going to be Ari Miklat, the cities of refuge, for those that unintentionally kill. They have to flee, Gemara Makos, and they need to be protected from the vengeance of the close relatives who want to kill them. 6 Ari Miklat are established, 3 are Me'ever Yardim. Moshe sets 3 of them on this eastern bank of the Jordan. Shevet Gad, Chatzi Shevet, and Menashe. Gad Menashe and Chatzi, sorry, Gad, Reuven and Chatzi Sir Menashe. And the Gemara in Marcos asks a very almost obvious question that we should think about ourselves. And that is that why, in fact, is the Torah telling us of these six are in Miklat, three are Be'ever HaYarde? Says the Gemara, Makos Tesamad Beis, Yudam Al, Tan Rabban Shosh Alm Habdil Moshe, Be'ever Yarden, can they get Hevdil Yoshua, Be'eretz Canaan? Moshe wants to start the process to get something from Eretz Israel, as we learn in our Parsha. Says the Gemara, Be'ever HaYarden, Tlus Be'eretz Yisrael, Tlus. So Amar Abaya Abaya asks, Be'gilat Shchiche Rotzchem. So the question is obvious. Why would you, it doesn't make sense. It's not, calculation doesn't make sense. There was obviously way more Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael. Why are there only three there and three in this small Shvatim of 2.5 Shvatim? So says Rabbaya, it's because in Gilad, the eastern bank, Me'ever Yarden, there were more murders were common. And this involves the whole idea of why they wanted to be Me'ever Yarden itself. And this the Ramban picks up on. And the Ramban says that in Gilad, there were more Ari Miklat. What would be the reason for that? Because they were more prone to killing there. Interesting, says the Ramban. First, the Tosfos answers. The Tosfos says over here, they went to Ari Miklat, Shehargim Mezid, below Edom. There were no Edom. They were smart. When they killed, there were no Edom. And therefore, even though it was potentially purposeful, there was no way to prove it. Says the Ramban, Ikula Meimar, Ra'amim hu, Marim Atzim Kishogigim. They would look to everybody that there would be a Shogig. They would say, you can't prove I did this on purpose. Oh, I didn't realize that he was standing there. I was just shooting for fun. I was shooting an animal. And therefore, they had to make more Ari Miklat. But the Maharal Ligor Aryeh explains that the reason why homicide was more common in Gilad was because of the fact there was a lax attitude of human life in general. And therefore, there was a sharp increase rise in accidental homicide. It was disproportionate to the numbers that would be in Eretz Yisrael. Comes along Rav Pam and he explains that there's a powerful lesson here. When we are exposed to news reports, to pictures of violence, of dead bodies, it many times desensitizes us from the horrors of what death and suffering is all about. It could lead to carelessness, says Rav Pam, in protecting human life. A lack of sufficient precautions that are necessary to avoid accidental harm. I think it was last week where I pointed out the famous line of Golda Meir, how we can forgive the Arabs for being terrorists and killing us, but not for making our boys into killers. Because there's an attitude that's set when a person has to do that. When we live in a violent society, it has many ripple effects. If we're around people, Moshe of Leitzim, as the first Perek of Tehillim tells us, if you're around the wrong people, we start justifying things that we do. We put our lives at risk by driving, for example, not the speed limit, says Rav Pam, not wearing our seatbelts, and if I may add, not wearing masks. But we literally put people's lives in danger. And I think this relates very much to the time that we're in. People, for some reason, I mamish can't understand it, are lax when it comes to basic rules of engagement during Corona. And there seems to be different rules for different people. And every day, even here in Eretz Yisrael, I see people who just don't think it's important to wear a mask or do the half masks. And they're literally putting other people's lives in danger. Maybe not theirs. Maybe they don't care about themselves. But They might give it to a little kid who might give a hug to a grandparent. And when society doesn't see that as a norm, what do they have to do? What does a country have to do, Nebuch? They have to start at 100 shekel for a fine, then 200, then finally 500 shekel, because they say nobody's listening to us, and this is the only way you'll listen. Not because you're doing it because you believe in the edict, as all Jews should believe, and certainly religious Jews. Saving our own soul, but what about the other person? Yisrael. Person doesn't feel so well, and what does he decide? I'm still going to go to shul. Unbelievable. A story just came out today about a teacher who had a little cold. She got their entire, she was tested positive for corona, the entire class, now their parents, they all have to be in bidud because of a careless effort. And more than that, the protests, many peaceful for justice and peace for the black people, which is so important, but then leads to another side, violence, looting. And it sets almost a nature of, maybe it's not so bad. Target has insurance anyway. Nike outlet has insurance anyway. I don't know. Maybe if I was there, maybe I would go and maybe get a pair of shoes if it had the right size. That's the lesson of the Ari Mikloth. The Aver Yardane sets, as the Ramban, a difficult nature in people who accidentally committed deaths because they were negligent. According to the Ramban, it wasn't the negligence as much as the fact that they made excuses and made it look like it was negligent. But if you have an attitude where you don't care about other people, so it leads to lawlessness. It leads to justifying, well, looting is okay because it's for a reason. Can never be. Beating another person up, it's okay because he said something that I don't agree with. Oh, he's for Trump, so obviously we're allowed to beat him up. I don't wear my mask because I saw a conspiracy theory that they're just trying to, Mamish saw, I said, I can't believe a normal person who I know who lives not so far from me. That the reason why that they're doing all the corona tests and they can't just do a simple swab of DNA and they're putting it up your nose is because they're putting a chip into your body. But Palm actually said this difficult idea when there were terrorist bombing in Eretz Israel. And they said that people becoming desensitized. And they say, oh, I heard about the car bombing. There was only two people that were killed. Only two people. We talk about the second wave here, Gal Sheni and Eretz Yisrael. And people say, oh, only a few people died. How are we desensitized to this? It's very difficult. It was a very interesting parsha. Parshas Re'e in a few weeks we'll read. I have the source of reading this idea from my grandfather's Chumash. I can open it and still smell my grandfather when I read it. Smuggled out of Poland. 1930-something. And that's the difficult parsha of the wayward city, the Ir HaNidachos. A very difficult parsha where the Torah requires us to take a sword to execute an entire city. The Torah describes the punishment to a city where everybody, all the Jews, were guilty of idolatry. Everything must be annihilated. The livestock is killed by sword. So the Orach HaYom HaKadosh the difficult thing to have to do it. So the Orach Chaim says, Kavanos is my marzeh. Why do a special bracha go to these people? The fi shetziva al ir nidachas she yahargu kol ha'ir lefnei cheref lefi cheref the afilu b'hamahu some ma'isa hazeh yoldot some teva achzarius b'leiv Ha'adam, k'mo she'sipru lanu ha'yishma'olim, kat ha'roitzchem. When you have bad education, says the Orach Chaim, When you learn to exterminate a city, those who carried out become indifferent to human suffering. It erodes the natural, inborn, merciful nature, especially that Jews have, that we learned from Avraham Avinu, Ma'isa Ovo Simon Labanim. Hashem implants in us a heart with a feeling of rachamim, rachmanim b'nei rachmanim. Merciful people we're supposed to be. It's supposed to bother us when anybody is hurt. Jew or Gentile. We have to realize the society that we live in and the corrosion of that society. It's interesting to note that Rambam, at the end of all of his halachos, in the laws of Mashiach and Malachim, right in the end, HaMelech HaMashiach Yud Aleph Asid Lachzir Malchus David, but says in Halacha Beit Yud Aleph, Af Ba'ari Miklat Omar, Mashiach, one of the things he's going to do is set up the Ari Miklat again. Why? That's what he's going to do. In the times of Mashiach, the time that we're davening for now, more than any other time of the year, and the answer is yes. Yes. Because we have to take away the societal norms where we've interpreted, and we live in a society, and Dafka, I've always said that that's why the 3 weeks are during the summer, during the time where society relaxes a bit and goes to the beaches and dresses the way that they want, we say no. Bonem atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, as that pasuk says after the day of Dachas. Vayisim nekiyim Hashem Yisrael, as our parasha says. We're different types of people. We should be sensitive, even in a society that tries to sensitize us, that everybody's dressed like that, so why am I not dressed like that? I'm certainly better than the people that are dressed like that way. I might dress a little bit different. We can't allow the norms of society to think that it's okay. Everybody's doing that, so therefore I could do this, which isn't as bad. No, we are different. Mashiach is still at the time of Mashiach, and I have to remind us of that. I'm not making excuses. Well, I had an excuse, accidental. The Ari Miklat, I remember Rav Meir Goldbach always pointed out. It will be amazing because the times of Mashiach will be walking, driving to the Beis HaMikdash, and there'll be signs, you know, those funny signs in Israel that say, you know, Petach Tikwa, everything spelled funny. But then there'll be signs that say Ari Miklat, and we'll be driving and say, ooh, maybe we shouldn't go as fast. It's not all about me. I'm not playing a game with Waze and try to beat it by 2 minutes and feel good about myself. I might hurt another person. It's really annoying to wear the mask. Yes, the breathing and that. But I'm not doing it for myself. I care about other people. Isn't that what the whole 3 weeks is about? Thinking about somebody else besides myself? This is a time that we have to figure out how to be part of a different type of society. To be the Am HaNivchar is going against the societal norms. Once again this week, by a NFL sports quote-unquote star, anti-Semitism comes out. Again, it's back. And we have to understand that we are a different nation. And parsha after parsha, Bamidbar is one of the hardest svarim, because parsha after parsha, B'nai Yisrael complain, and in the last number of parshas, we are reeling from Avodah Zarah. With Midian, and now the fight against Midian. And sexual immorality. We are different. There are different types of Avodah Zarah in the generations that we live in that we have to be careful of. And Dafka, the 3 weeks, is the time in the middle of the summer to take a moment and to have more restrictions in understanding the differences, and that our ultimate goal is to return to Beis Mikdashenu, is return to that amazing place. In so many ways, I was watching this weekend here in Ramat Beit Shemesh. In Beit Shemesh, there is a seger, where second wave, as I mentioned, and places are closed. And one specific two enclaves happen to be the Haredi ones, Nachal Menucha, Hefsiba. And there are a lot of protests, and people are angry, and I understand. Difficult for kids during this time. They have nowhere to go, nothing to do. And you see a picture of the soldiers who are literally being called Nazis. That's not a joke. Being called Nazis, in other words, and they're giving out ice pops to the same kids, and the kids are taking it and eating it. That's an Am HaNivchar. That's something special. And before Shabbos, a group of wonderful Jews, including Haredim, Hasidim, went to these, they're just doing their job, and brought them kugels for Shabbos. Ah! I'm not telling you. That's what a Beis HaMikdash was. That's what it was to be together. Should be zeicha to not take the difficult times of those people that don't wear masks and those people that think that looting is okay as a response to something and damage. And no. Just tell one last story I've told, I know before. Story told during the riots years ago in Chicago. They were burning down, the black people were burning down everything and everything in fighting for equality at the time of Martin Luther King, who was murdered, and there was a murder in Chicago. And there's a story told that during these riots, there was a amazing store that for some reason was not affected at all. And there was a little Jewish woman who owned a bakery. And when they went to burn her store, the black people of the street stood there and made sure that nothing would happen to her location. Because she, this Jewish woman, was known to be quite different. And she gave out bread, cookies to kids. After a long day's work, that's what she did. And that she was protected. Steve Harvey tells the story. He grew up then. Another woman in the audience said, "Yes, I remember that lady. She was a little short Jewish lady. What a kiddush Hashem. You know why? Because we're different. It didn't matter what color the person was. I have extra food. I could give it out to a poor community. I'm going to do that." Being different is amazing. But we got to be specifically different during the 3 weeks, which, yes, does lead to a small break, and then it'll start again. Because first I have to recognize what I'm missing. And then I could do tshuva for it. Should be zeicha to Mitzvah Yerushalayim, as my grandfather said, zeicha roiv b'simchaso, because if a person is mis'avel, the simcha is that he gets it, he understands what a Beis HaMikdash is. He's going to have the true simcha because he remembers crying over it. And now that it's here, it's going to be so much more joyful. Should be zeicha to see that by Shlishi very soon, b'meirah v'yameinu. Amen.